In honor of the Holy Gospel, we invite the congregation to please rise. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the first chapter. Now the birth of Jesus took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken to by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son. And he called his name Jesus. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, O Christ.
Grace, peace, and mercy to you all from God, our Heavenly Father, and from his dear Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the last part of the gospel lesson from Matthew that I would like to reread to you, which says, Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God is with us. This is our text. One of the things that I guess we all are conscious more and more in doing is not to cause offense, to be what they call politically correct, to make sure that you don't cause offense to people, insulting them when, as we are in this season, celebrating Christmas. Now, I know that there are many other different celebrations. In fact, this year, Hanukkah and Christmas will parallel one another. And not to give offense to your Jewish brothers and sisters, you are conscious more and more not to wish them a Merry Christmas when they may be celebrating Hanukkah. Or another holiday that seems to be something that happens not on December 25th, but the day after Christmas, is Kwanzaa. And again, not to cause offense and to be politically correct, you would not wish them a happy Kwanzaa, but say happy holidays. In fact, we're so concerned about saying the right thing at the proper time that we begin to use substitutes. One substitute in the merchant's calendar is, again, wishing people happy holidays, which kind of encompasses all the celebrations that we all may be having. Or the thing that really bugs the mess out of me in getting cards that say happy Xmas, which again completely removes the reason for the season. Not again to cause offense to someone who may be celebrating a different birth. But as we all should know, particularly we, the Christian church, that the reason for our celebration has to do with the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And anything that we do to denigrate or to remove his name is truly losing the meaning of what we are celebrating. For it is Christmas that we celebrated. You should have heard the conversation that I had with several of my colleagues over the fact about, well, you know, Christmas happens to fall on a Sunday this year. And I said, yes. Well, you know, we have big Christmas Eve services, some of them early for the children so that they don't have to worry about staying up too late. Or because we don't like driving at night, and I'm one of them, because of the road and all the other crazies that may be out in the highways. And since Christmas falls on the Sunday, well, we'll do all our celebration on Christmas Eve, because we'll probably get the most people out. But we could think about canceling Christmas Day, because nobody's going to come. And I said, wait a minute. What's wrong with that picture? If for some reason a person, for whatever the reason may be, decided that they wanted to come and worship the Lord on the day of his birth, and to come to our church and find a sign say, sorry, we worshiped last night. There is no services today. Now, as I did talk to many of my colleagues, the compromise was, well, we won't have all the services, we'll just have one. And I said, that's fine. But to not have the opportunity for people to come on the day of Jesus' birth into his house and only find a sign that says, we worshiped last night, truly takes away the true meaning of what we are as people of God. For we proclaim that God is with us, not just because he happens to come that falls on a Sunday and we worship last night as an excuse, but as a way to remind us that God is with us in all situations, in all times, and reminds us of his presence when we need him, and whether we feel his presence always in our lives. Can you imagine, like we have with sometimes with our phone systems, or when our computer gets overloaded, that you receive a message that says, oh, sorry, busy. When you dial God up in prayer, and he says to you, oh, I'm not working today. I remember I was dialing a business which advertises we are available 24 hours, 7 days a week. And all I got was a message that says, well, that's if it falls on a weekday, but not on weekends, then we have restricted hours. Can you imagine the Lord coming to you and saying to you, well, I'm sorry, I don't work those hours. Can you imagine when you are truly in need of resources like an ATM machine and finding out that it says to you, I have no money. Now, hopefully you know of another one that will be able to provide for your needs, but the guarantee is that if you have funds in your account, you should be able to withdraw up to your maximum those funds that you need and that they are available to you whenever you feel you need them. The true celebration of this holiday that we call Christmas is the fact that God is with us, not just part of the time, not just at a time that's convenient to us, not just as a time that we acknowledge it always, but that God is present in our lives, in all circumstances, even when we know that the world may not always be open to his message. This past midweek service, I was reminded of a Christmas truce during a time of war. In fact, it was World War I, in which we were reminded that the German soldiers, the Belgian soldiers, and the English and the French, on Christmas Eve, declared a truce. In the midst of conflict, in the midst of war, in the midst of devastation, they pause to again remember why God was present. And they began to celebrate, not just with giving greetings of the Lord's birth, but also exchanging gifts by sharing with each other for a short period of time that God was present, even on the battlefield, to pause and to remember his importance in the lives of the world. Yes, God is with us. And let me tell you, God makes himself present even in the most difficult challenges that we face individually and as a nation and as a people. Many of us have from time to time felt the need and the presence of God in our lives. Whether it be we dread a visit to the doctor, whether it be because we have bills piling up and we don't know how they're going to be paid for, whether it be because of issues that we face individually and collectively in our families, with our loved ones, even though we look at our lives and say, it's not as good as we would like it to be. But through all those circumstances, we are assured that God is with us. That God is present. He is there, and by the way, he does his best work when everything is going well, but when we need him the most. That he allows his spirit, his presence, to fill our hearts and to assure us that he is present in all that we do. Yes, even with the first family of the Bible, Mary and Joseph, who are about to be married and to celebrate the birth of their first child. Even though Joseph knew that when he heard she was pregnant, was concerned who the father was. He knew he wasn't. But again, in the midst of his questions and turmoil, God made himself present through the angel of the Lord to tell him, do not fear. Do not be frightened. For this child certainly is not of you, yours, but comes from the Holy Spirit. And again, reminds us all that God is present. Even in our questions, even in our circumstances, and to reassure us that he is our Lord, our Savior, and will always be there for us. Don't we always have to acknowledge his presence in our lives and what he has done for us and continues to do to us as we celebrate not just his birth, but all the ways in which he breaks through our darkness, our sinful nature, to remind us he leads, he guides, and helps us in all circumstances. Yes, Jesus, the Son of God, the one who came to save the world, is still saving us. And it's something that we just don't celebrate on December 25th, but we can celebrate it all the time until we are able to see him face to face. You know, this gift from God, this wonderful, precious gift that he has shared with us, is one that we don't have to worry about exchanging or taking it back because it's defective or knowing that it will one day run out of power and need batteries to replace it. But know that it is forever there from the Lord to lead us, to bless our lives, and to help us to truly see the Merry Christmas that he has provided for us, not just on December 25th, but all the days of our life. Christmas is special, but it's also something that we need to always acknowledge and not be embarrassed or be always politically correct, because we may give offense to someone who doesn't celebrate it the way that we do. But if we don't tell who know the power of Jesus and God with us, who do we expect will? If we're not first and foremost ready to promote and to share the good news that God is always with us, not only during the good times, but also during the times in which we need him and his presence, and which he challenges us to be his special deliverer, who will take the message to the world? Lord knows, as we face the circumstances of the present and future days, do we need to share and to shout aloud that God is with us, that he is present. He is there to always show his mercy, his love, and his compassion. The greatest gift that we can as his children is to always find ourselves uttering those words. God with us. Merry Christmas. May he guide, direct, and help us always to be joyful individuals in the grace and the mercy that he has shared with us, not only on the day of his birth, but all the days that he gives us life and breath. And know that on the last day in which we will see him face to face, whether being resurrected from the graves or being available for the last day in which he comes again with the angels and the archangels and all the company of heaven, we should always be proclaiming and shouting his name. God is with us. My hope and prayer for us all is we always have a Merry Christmas, not because of the gifts we receive, not because of the fellowship and the meals that we are planning and looking forward to, not because of anything else materially, but because of what God has given to us in his only begotten Son, who died on the cross of Calvary, who now dwells in heaven, preparing a place, who by faith and grace believe in his power and look forward to the day of his appearing. Truly, Merry Christmas, and may God be with us all as we continue to celebrate this day and all the days that are to come, until we on that day see him in him face to face in his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory, the praise, and the honor, both now and forevermore. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, and the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be and abide with us forever. Amen.